Hello and welcome to the latest DLRP Roundup. My name's Graham and we're going to jump right in. What we're talking about just now is when is the best time to go to Disneyland Paris. So, people are often booking their trips and often looking for good deals, but the question is, when is the best time to go and should you book now? And if you're going to book now, what would be the ideal time to go? So, there are many things. First of all, if you're going to Disneyland Paris for one of the events, like we're going in about a week to the Pirates and Princesses annual pass party, which we'll be live blogging at the time, you could obviously say that's the best time to go. Other things like the Halloween party are fantastic times to visit Disneyland Paris, and sometimes you just want to see a specific show or be on a specific parade or do something like that. So if that's your best time to go, I'm not taking away that away from you. You go for that. You absolutely do that because it's your trip. You do what you want to do. However, there are better times to go to Disneyland Paris, and one of the better times to go to Disneyland Paris are certainly when you're not going to have to queue as much. And if you don't have to queue as much, it means you'll get on more rides a lot quicker and you'll be able to re-ride and you'll be able to experience more attractions. Because the main reason I think most people go to Disneyland Paris, beyond the fact that it's just magical, is the attractions. So, today, and this was a forum exclusive, but now it's a podcast, it has evolved into being our podcast exclusive as well, we're going to talk about the average waits by month. And this is something that we've been collecting since about 2002 and pushing our data all into one little database to figure out when the best times to visit Disneyland Paris are. So, there will be no surprises here. The rear end of the year, certainly the colder months, are of course going to be the quieter months. So if you look at month 9, which is September, it will have one of the lowest waits of the entire year. October has a slightly higher wait time, however, that's driven by the fact schools are on holiday. So in September you can expect to wait anywhere on average, if we take all the attractions, and bear in mind some of them are zero all the time and other ones are really, really high. The average wait across the whole of Disneyland Paris for any attraction was 11 minutes. And that's in September. In October, it pushes up and goes up to just under 14 minutes, and that's caused again by there being 2 weeks school holiday in October, both in Paris and in the UK, and probably other European countries while we're at it too. It pushes it up to just under 14 minutes, and that is also reflective of the fact that you have the Halloween season, which is hugely popular, and secondly, it's very, very easy to go there and enjoy the entire season and the Halloween soiree. In November, it drops back down and matches the 11 minutes recorded in September, because November is a very, very quiet month until they launch Christmas, which is at the rear end of November. However, even when they launch Christmas in the rear end of November, the waits don't automatically spike back up. In December, though, you do get the full swing of Christmas and you get much less time in the park because they're able to close earlier because it gets dark earlier, meaning they're able to put the fireworks off a bit earlier and everybody can get out of the park a bit easier. However, the wait time doesn't go up too far, again averaging at about 13 and a half minutes, which isn't crazy. You then move into January, which is the absolute quietest season, month, I should say, of the entire year. And this is driven by the fact that it's no longer Christmas. In fact, there's not usually an overlay in January. They've been trying to combat this, bringing Star Wars and different sorts of activities into the park very early in January to try and buoy the numbers back up. However, you will get the lowest waits of the year in a January. And a January time will work out to be about 8 minutes in total. It is the lowest. It is the absolute lowest. So if you go when it's cold and it's windy and it's wet and it's a bit miserable, you're going to get the best waits. Kind of strange, but it's probably one of the cheapest times to go to Disneyland Paris too, so it may be one of the best times. You'll also find that flights and hotels are very cheap at this time too, and it makes it very, very attractive for you to have a fun-filled visit in a dreary time just after Christmas. It makes a good Christmas present too. In February, the wait times bounce straight back up and go to a healthy 11 minutes, and there are a couple of little events on in February, but nothing major. Seasonality begins to return at 12 and a half to 13 minutes, pushed in March, and that's caused by the fact it's starting to warm up and people are starting to go out and travel again, and this is where we enter the summer period. In April, you'll get some of the highest waits of the year at 14 to 14 and a half minutes, and this is caused by the fact it is warm and school holidays and trips start to happen. Once you get past April, you go into May, there's a slight dip in May which takes us back to 12 and a half minutes. However, it's not long before we move into June and we're back up to 14 to 14 and a half minutes, which is one of the busiest months of the year. So June and July have the same sort of wait times, the 14 and a half minute mark, and it basically tells us that it's a very, very busy time in Disneyland Paris and they're getting ready for summer. Now, summer is predominantly driven by the English and the French holidays in Disneyland Paris, and that pushes on to later in July and into August, where we see the highest waits of the entire year spiking. It's a whole 17 minutes. So if you take the quietest 8 minutes and then you take the busiest 17 minutes and you take into the fact that even the Swiss Family Robinson's Treehouse will be 0 minutes the entire of the way through August, you can understand that there's a massive, 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 massive jump in wait times. And you will see things like Big Thunder Mountain bounce up from maybe a 35 to 40 minute wait all the way up to an hour and a half wait. One of the things that we're probably going to do on the back of this podcast and from releasing these figures is for next week we're going to come out with our Big Thunder Mountain Index. So people always tell us that these wait times look really, really low and don't reflect the waits that they have. I completely agree with that. If you've waited for an hour for the Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower of Terror versus a 15 minute wait in a quieter period, you understand that these wait times don't tell you a grand deal. However, they point out when the busiest times to go are, and they do this very, very successfully. While they don't do it on an attraction by attraction basis, you can get wait times on attraction basis on our website at dlrpr.com. However, what we're going to do is come out with a really fun thing called the Big Thunder Mountain Index. It will use the Big Thunder Mountain to point out when it is and isn't busy in Disneyland Paris. Now, hopefully from this, you've worked out when your next trip should be and you've worked out whether or not you should go in a busy or a quiet time, and you know when the busy and quiet times are. My name's been Graham and this has been a roundup. Goodbye.